There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. History. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. I caught up with Lacey Burns this summer at her Vaikota Bay setnet site called Burn Pile. Lacey has setnet all over, from Paradise, Foxhole, and Noisy Island in Uganic to Little River on the Shelikof. In 1978, Lacey, Kate Underwood, and Jeff Povilite pioneered a site at Little River. They set up some wall tents and a blazo stove and set out to compete against waves and sea lions for salmon.
In 1978, we were fishing out at Little River, and I kind of decided to talk about this in terms of weather, hip boots, and opimes. And the reason that we wore hip boots back then was because we had an opine skiff, and if we brought it onto the beach in a storm and with the running line, we had to hop out when it was up to our necks and just walk in. So we did wear hip boots most of the time, which were pretty cumbersome. Well, we were completely inundated with sea lions on the nets, and so we would have to go just sit there for hours at a time tied up to the net. We tried to scare the sea lions with a shotgun or with a rifle and get them away from our net. So we always had one in the skiff or in the holding skiff at the time. And so one of the crew members went to grab it one day, and he accidentally, as he was bringing it out of the bow of the holding skiff, he shot the bow. He shot the bow off. And the only thing that made it funny was the fact that it was above the bow line, and so it didn't sink. But we had this shot off, you know, red fiberglass bow that just disappeared. At Little River, we woke up one morning and the opine was gone. For some reason, it had gotten off and come unloose of the running line. And so we all panicked immediately. So Jeff went out in the holding skiff that had an engine on it, and I guess he went about 2 miles offshore. Luckily, the weather was good, and the only way he saw the opine out there in the middle of the Shelikof was because it was painted yellow. So he did bring it back, and I consider that a real stroke of luck for us that year. The things that happened that were funny, I've repeated them year after year to crew members and told them stories about it. You know, I remember the really hard times, but I certainly remember the funnier times more because we took time to really laugh, you know, and enjoy the fact that we weren't perfect.
Heartfelt gratitude goes to the whole Burns family for their time, the transport, the photos, and the cabin space that they contributed to this project. Thanks, guys, so much. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.